The Nature of Why is an orchestral event where the audience join the performers on stage. It's scored by Goldfrapp's Will Gregory, and members of the British Parrot Orchestra will mingle with dancers and the audience at the Dome tonight. I spoke by phone with the British Parrot Orchestra's Associate Music Director, Lloyd Coleman, to find out what to expect.
My name's Lloyd Coleman, and I'm the Associate Media Director of the Parrot Orchestra and Friends, and I play clarinet in The Nature of Why.
The Nature of Why sounds like a wildly ambitious project. Talk me through what's happening on stage.
Yeah, The Nature of Why, we're really, really proud of this show. It's one of our kind of flagship shows, if you like, at the Parrot Orchestra. It involves 20 or so musicians drawn from the British Parrot Orchestra, which is the world's only large-scale group of professional disabled musicians. We have 20 musicians from the Parrot Orchestra and its sister orchestra, the Army of Generals, four dancers, and perhaps most importantly, around 180 audience members on stage with us. So if you imagine the Brighton Dome, we don't ask the audience to sit out in the auditorium. Instead, we invite them onto the stage with us to share a kind of immersive, theatrical, musical and dance experience with us, with music by the wonderful Will Gregory of Goldfrapp fame and choreography by Caroline Bowditch, an amazing Australian choreographer that we worked with last year.
It sounds like there might be some logistical headaches in there, not least the good old health and safety.
Yeah, health and safety. It's just a really kind of democratic and open-hearted show. It's really a chance for people, if they've never experienced live music making close up, it's a fantastic opportunity for people to get really close to a group of absolutely brilliant musicians. So if you've ever wanted to kind of get up really close and personal with a double bass player, for instance, and to see, you know, the vibrations of the strings of the double bass really close up, or if you ever wanted to stand behind a marimba, or perhaps even crouch underneath a marimba, or go right up to a soprano singing at full pelt, you know, all of those things are really kind of amazing things to experience close up. And because of the way the show is formatted with this kind of immersive audience experience in 360 degrees, it's happening all around you. It gives you the kind of the agency and the permission to do that and to wander about the space as much or as little as you want.
About the process of creating it. I mean, how did all these elements come together? So you've got the composition, you've got the performance, you've got the choreography, and then you've got the audience wandering around in the middle of it.
I think it's a slightly overused word, but it came together very organically, really. We first met with Will Gregory as he was starting work on this piece. Goodness, it must have been about 18 months ago now. And he had seen a video online of a wonderful theoretical physicist called Richard Feynman. And he was this kind of amazingly erudite and slightly eccentric Nobel Physics Prize winning physicist who had this really wonderful way with words and really sort of brilliantly entertaining way of explaining these very kind of complex problems of quantum physics and lots of other things that I really couldn't pretend to understand. But Will saw this video of Richard Feynman back in the 80s doing an interview with a slightly wet behind the ears BBC interviewer, actually, who asked him, "What is that thing you feel when you hold two ends of a magnet together?" And in response to that kind of simple question, Richard Feynman gave this really amazing off-the-cuff answer that I think lasted about 15, 20 minutes. I don't think the interviewer was expecting it. And in it, he really explained the idea that, you know, he could try to explain what the force is between the two ends of a magnet. But as soon as he'd answered one question, that then throws up a whole load of other questions that need to be answered. And so that's where the title of the show comes from, The Nature of Why. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion to be able to understand or even begin to understand those really complicated ideas of physics. And so Will found this video, and it just really gave him the starting point, really, for the composition. And so throughout the show, you hear the snippets, the sort of clips from that interview that Richard Feynman gave, and it gives this lovely kind of narrative thread to the show. And so the music and the dance are really kind of creative responses to this kind of questioning from Richard Feynman. And so you have complete permission to kind of wander around the space. And on a Monday, I'm really looking forward to seeing how the good people of Brighton kind of take this opportunity to really explore, you know, every part of the space and to kind of enjoy every musician and every dancer that is taking part in the show.
Many people would have seen the Parrot Orchestra in Brighton at the recent Kraftwerk night, which blew people's minds away. I mean, this is a world-class orchestra. There's no half measures here.
No half measures, no. Since the day it's been set up, it's always been about world-class music making. So, you know, for instance, with the Nature of Hawaii, we want people to come to this show not because they think it's a worthy thing to do and because, oh, we should go and support some disabled musicians, you know, making some music together. Oh, isn't that lovely? It's not about the kind of the feel-good charity factor. It's only about world-class music making that happens to involve musicians who have a disability of one kind or another. And certainly, you know, speaking personally, that's the only reason I got involved in the group, because when Charles Hazelwood, the artistic director and founder of the Power Orchestra, first did the call out for musicians way back in 2012, I knew and knew of and respected Charles's work as a conductor and musician enormously. And I thought, yeah, here's a guy who's really serious about, you know, giving them a sort of a professional stage on which to perform. And I would never have been interested in the Power Orchestra if I even remotely thought it was about a charity thing for musicians who have a disability. So world-class music making. And as you say, when we last came to Brighton, we did this Kraftwerk show at the Dome, and that went down really, really well. And we're just really excited to come back and give the people of Brighton some more.
That's the British Parrot Orchestra's Associate Music Director, Lloyd Coleman, talking about the nature of why. Tonight, Monday, if you're listening to the live show, taking place at the Dome. And you're a little weeshy bit too late unless you're a really fast runner to get to the 6 p.m. performance. But there may be some tickets available for 8:30, so be quick!